This recording, Jiangsu 13, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with the goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising. Because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itty goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe and the goose, she wiped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I cannot imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown is Changzhou, and Changzhou is north of Suzhou. I began to learn English in the 5th grade. Now, modern China is developed very rapidly. I think China will improve more and more quickly. 孔子讲, 一直好, 非要顶无赖, 高兴退了, 止止止。 有好朋友, 贼有老个子反过来, 高兴退了, 止止止。 人不知而不愠, 不亦君子乎, 止止止。 孔子讲, 思敬有三不谁, 一知无概括咋顾, 就叫思无邪。 子游问孝, 孔子讲, 现在的孝敬爸爸妈妈给你, 就是好养个, 就是个心给母啊, 也好养个, 要是不尊敬的姑呢, 就没别个东西好讲了。 孔子讲, 视其所以, 观其所由, 察其所安, 人焉守哉, 人焉守哉。